Well, hello, gentlemen. Solo Man here. But unfortunately, the world itself is going to hell in a handbasket, right? And it seems like many countries have lost their way. Justice and morality is a thing of the past. Well, of course, I have a theory how it may have got this way. But first of all, we have to take a look at some femons and what they really are like, reality-wise. And us real men know quite well what femons are like. They thrive on chaos and drama, and of course they love attention and control. Most men, on the other hand, like order, justice, and morality. But as you look at the world and the countries, they're all in sort of chaos. Most of the politics is all about drama, mostly. And if you take a look at the people speaking, it's mostly femons. They've got into all these positions now, by hook or by crook, and that's why nothing of real importance is being done. It's more drama and chaos. And of course, wokeness plays a major part too. And wokeness came from femons. You think back many years ago, femons were woke already. Don't shoot Bambi unless the femon is starving to death. Then you can shoot Bambi. And we see it time and time again of femons in power. Don't do what I do. Just do what I say. But it's not all femon's fault, of course. Men must take responsibility too. So femons and weak men are responsible also. But how did men become so damn weak? Well, of course, they removed the man from the family unit, which means the femon is the one who had to bring up the male child. And she, of course, will bring the male child up as weak to basically serve her purpose. So we've got a generation of weak men, who they themselves may have children of weak men too. The femons bring men up as weak, so that there's no resistance for them. But it's not as easy to kill the male gene as the femons thought so. Because even these men who were brought up by femons and are weak and woke are waking up too. You see, nature gave man a logical brain. You ever notice when something happens on the world stage, it's very important? The person who is speaking about it, or whatever, is usually a femon now. And all these femons are doing is virtual signaling. You see, femons hardly ever sacrifice themselves for the greater good. They're far too selfish, you see. Men have died in the wars and sacrificed their lives for their country. Morality doesn't come from femons. It comes from men. But of course, there's many femons that are doing good in the country, in powerful positions. But they can't help their nature. And when push comes to shove, they will always put themselves before anything else. There doesn't seem to be any place in this world for real men anymore. We're far too toxic. Of course, in reality, we're the only ones who can actually save the world. Anyway, that's the way I see it. Maybe you see it differently. Anyway, have a good day. Take it easy.